Let's assume that I've done that work and I've established, for now at least, my 5 golden rules, and I begin hunting for a business. Now, in preparation for this work with you, I did go online and began looking to see what might be out there in terms of small businesses for sale. And I have to tell you, I was simply overwhelmed by the massive quantity of small businesses available for purchase. How do I begin to make sense of such an incredible ocean of data?
You probably don't. And it's really, it's interesting because I guess I become immune to it because, you know, I'm immersed in this industry and I see those tens of thousands of businesses that are available, and it's absolutely staggering. And it is a very logical, the same way that you prepared for this interview by looking online, I'm guessing that, you know, there's going to be a number of people having listening to CD. It's a very logical step for them to sort of jump right in. The internet is very accessible, and they're going to start looking at these businesses, and they're going to reach the exact same conclusion that you reached. So that is why it's so important that you have to, A, drill down to identifying the type of business that's right for you, because if not, it is going to be completely overwhelming. But one of the things that I found that works very, very well is, you know, I'm not so sure, John, that if I were to ask you today what type of business that's right for you, if you can tell me with absolute certainty. Is that a reasonable assessment?
That's correct. I don't feel I've gone through enough of the process to have that answer.
Okay, but similarly, if I said to you, John, you know what? Tell me what type of businesses you wouldn't like to own.
Oh, that's easy.
You may come back to me and say, well, I know that I certainly don't want to own a gas station, a restaurant, a convenience store, or a hair salon. Okay? And I would say to you, that's absolutely perfect. Because if you take that approach of saying, here's the type of businesses that I know that I don't want to own, then you could probably eliminate 40, 50, or 60% of all the businesses that are listed for sale.
That makes sense.
Okay, so, you know, sometimes we take the reverse approach, and I think in the sales world, they talk about that takeaway selling. You know, you make it sort of unappealing, or for some reason you tell the people they don't have it available, it makes them want it even more. It's almost akin to that, in that if you could at least get your arms around what you don't want to do, you could get rid of a lot of the businesses that are listed, because there's such an enormous amount of them, as you've already experienced. So the conclusions that you were able to draw related to these just enormous amounts of businesses for sale is a very, very logical conclusion. I think it backs up the fact of how important it is to drill down to the right business as quickly as possible. And that, coupled with the fact of saying, hey, these are the type of businesses that I don't want, that'll eliminate a ton as well. And so you start looking at this like a hopper. Okay, and for anybody who doesn't know, you're familiar with what a hopper is?
Sure.
Hopper is like a big funnel. And this sort of process is like a hopper. At the top, we're going to put in all these different types of businesses, and the goal is we're going to squeeze one out at the bottom. Now, that leads to saying, well, we should be open-minded as far as what type of businesses we want to look at. And yes, we should be open-minded, at least at the beginning, but not taking our eye off the goal, which is ultimately we want to be closed-minded. In other words, not saying we don't want to be flexible, but we want to really start to hone in on the type of business that makes sense for us. But it's sometimes like a hopper. You got to throw a bunch into the top and see what squeezes out at the bottom.
Well, there's a distinction here between quantity and quality. Obviously, there's a large number of businesses for sale, but there may not be such a large number of very good ones. Isn't there, in fact, a lot of competition amongst buyers to find that one or two really high quality business in any particular field or industry?
It's absolutely correct. And what happens is,